fucking...
Hello and welcome to the 100th episode of Geek Lord Radio. Yay! Yes, we are still here. No end in sight. I don't know why.
I know why. Because we didn't win the Powerball.
Because we didn't win the Powerball.
And there's currently zero people in the channel.
That's okay. That's okay. See, what I rely on is the people who listen to just our voices.
It's still fun. I mean, it's kind of like me dancing to goth music at 2 in the morning in my room by myself, except there's 3 other people.
Or like, then you're doing it wrong. Really, really ugly chick, and it's like kind of a secret from all of us, but we all kind of know about it. And it's really.
But
awkward,
damn it, she fucks good.
Damn, she fuck good. That's geeky.
She's a moped. Yeah, she's a moped. She's fun to ride, but you don't want to see your friends.
You don't want your friends
one.
Yeah. On it. Yeah.
That's why I got a back door to my room.
Nice.
So you can hide your moped there.
Yeah.
I got one of those doors too.
The fuck doors. Yeah.
I just have no shame.
That's why they're double doors. So
I'll ride
I can get
the moped from the front door to my bedroom door.
That's why they're the. That's why I have double doors to my back door, because the single door usually can't get them through.
I'm just saying. The Sith shit lords show themselves. Who's vibrating? Is that me?
No, I think it's my phone.
It's my asshole. My bad.
Everybody's butt hurt that they didn't win. All right, so since it's our 100th episode, and I gave you guys no warning, favorite moments in Geek Lord Radio, go.
Fuck.
Wow.
When I shared with the world my favorite word, gash. That's my
favorite. Oh, the gash story.
A pretty solid one. Hey, Darren, you want to take your phone? Turn it on to actual silent?
It's not silent, it's just still vibrate.
Yeah, put it on real silent.
What about yours, Matt?
Probably any time I was high.
So, once?
Like 4 times.
You son of a bitch.
4%. 4% of the episodes on Geek Lord Radio that have been out, I've been high.
I personally always love our Christmas edition episode, because we just don't record that week.
Oh, yeah.
No, Sean, we are sadly not billionaires, and even if we were, we wouldn't fucking tell you.
Rest in peace,
you would
who
just,
the fuck died?
You know what? If one of us won, what would have been here is just a giant painting of a middle finger, and I just leave it streaming, and we would be at the bar getting
actually,
just
I would
fucking
have,
sideways.
I would have, actually, I would have painted on the wall in my own feces a Rick doing Peace Among Worlds, and we just leave it up for days at a time.
No, I don't want to make the landlord hate me that much.
I'm pretty sure we can give him money. And
I'd probably drop him a cool mill and say, dude, just rebuild that shithole. Just pay someone who knows what they're doing.
That's funny.
Give him $1 million and just set the oil drums on fire.
I'm actually pretty surprised we made it this far.
Yeah.
Episode 100. We're still going. We still don't get views.
2 years later, man.
Yeah, it's two
we
years.
We still suck.
No, we do. We do get
hey,
we
that's
do
consistency
get listeners on the podcast, so that's good.
We do occasionally.
We're like the sad little engine that kind of can do it.
Well, that shouldn't have, but wouldn't stop.
We're the mentally dysfunctional engine that kind of can.
Good God, you are bad at analogies right now.
No, I actually have to say that's
pretty accurate.
That's actually pretty accurate. That's what I was going for.
Plans for the future. There are no plans for the future.
There is. We plan and we're going to have a meeting eventually, and we're going to sit down.
Let's
and
see. This is the third
the
consecutive month we've been. That meeting thing that you set up is labeled October.
Yeah, and now I have to do it in January because no one can get it.
In all fairness, Stefan was still here.
Yeah, he planned one a year ago.
You know, we're doing the meeting after this. Fuck it.
Yeah.
No, we're really
not. Mike's not here.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
We don't need to talk about this shit on the show.
No.
We got other shit we can talk about.
True.
Like news.
No, we're still introing. There's not a lot of news.
Oh, okay.
We're still introing.
You added the Harry Potter pin to your hat.
Yes, but before we go much further, why don't we just knock out your shit now?
Oh, yeah. So I'm an employee of Blizzard Entertainment, and my opinions are my own, and this has nothing to do affiliated with my company at all and does not reflect upon my company at all. So there you have it.
Moving okay. On. So that we got the technical legal shit out of the way, I don't work for Blizzard. I could say things like cunt.
Yep.
Well, I can say things like cunt because it's my own opinion. I like that word. And
I can
not
say
reflect on my company.
Heroes of the Storm is a cunt.
I can't say that. I don't want to say that.
I can, and I did. Bam.
Because it's not accurate.
So before I start running my stupid mouth about what I did last weekend, did you guys do anything fun?
I was sick all weekend. I had the plague.
What did I do?
There
was the video game party.
Yeah.
So tell me about this video game party.
I don't know. I got high and passed out.
Okay, yeah. Darren, tell me about this video game party.
Oh, let's see what it would be.
You're like my grandma. You just get high and pass out.
Well, even just like video games. There are board games, card games. Let's see.
The gaming party.
Yeah, you know, we played some Exploding Kittens.
How was that? That was the first time you've actually played it, right?
I've played it once before just like to try it out.
Okay.
But no, it's actually a lot of fun.
Is it?
It's actually really simple. It's kind of interesting later on.
My favorite little thing about that game, by the way, is out of all the cards they have that are freaking hilarious, is the Pope of Nope. You basically pull it, and if you have it in your hand, if they're going to play a card and you don't want them to play, you just slap the card on the table and go, Nope!
It was pretty legit.
Yeah.
How many hours before Cards Against Humanity came out?
I don't think it did come out.
Really? Because that's normally like when you have a drinking party or any sort of board game party, that's normally like the game that kind of ends the night because people are like, let's play Cards Against Humanity. Everybody's played it before. It's like, we play that a lot. Let's try some other games. And finally they wear you down. You're like, fine. Play Cards Against Humanity. You still have fun. But it lacks that initial shock value.
I think that there were so many board gamers here and there were so many games that like nobody was really interested in playing it.
They wanted to try the stuff they hadn't tried before.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We did play some video games. You played like DJ Hero, Guitar Hero, or Rock Band.
All the heroes.
Pretty much. DJ Hero sucks, man. It's so fucking hard.
It's pretty rough.
I like it. That game's fun. How was you? What did you do?
Me?
What did you do?
Yeah. I went to Florida.
I'm sorry.
Ew.
I know. But I went to Universal Studios in Orlando. Hold on. The laptop is trying to make Apple things happen. I'm not okay with that. No, but I went to Florida to go to check out Harry Potter Land. What do they call it there? There was... it's part of Universal Studios. They added Hogwarts, Diagon Alley. Hey, you subscribed to us last week. What's up, Mercy? Welcome back.
Hey, hello.
But I checked out the Harry Potter shit. So it's spread between two parks, and you could take the Hogwarts Express between them. You get the Butterbeer. They sell wands and everything. They've got a bunch of rides. It's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I'm a fan of Harry Potter, but I even think if you're not a fan of any part of that universe, it's still an enjoyable thing just to see like the crazy amount of detail they put into that kind of shit.
Is the Butterbeer actually beer?
No, it's not beer. Oh. And I didn't try it because it just looked fucking gross. But Joey and my mom tried it. Apparently Frozen is much better than regular.
Hmm.
So you can get it frozen,
okay?
Which is like a slushy.
The Hogwarts train, so you rode
they
the
have
hog.
A huge dragon that breathes fire randomly, and like nice. Legitimately, like it'll roar, and then they throw fucking fire out of its mouth,
like a real dragon.
Pretty, like,
I
does
wish.
It look real or does it look
it's,
like
no?
Super
it looks like
animatronic.
A big no. It's a big stone dragon. It looks like a statue.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's stationary. It's on top of the Gringotts bank, and like every now and then it'll just roar and then throw fire out of its mouth, like legit fire.
That's so cool. Not legit.
Like, no, as opposed to like some place where it's like it's gonna blow fire and like Lego pieces come out of its mouth that look like fire and shake around or like flappy claws or something. No, it throws a ball of fire out.
That's cool.
There's a bunch of like neat little things like that. I enjoyed it. Just talking to Mercy, we're just recapping my last weekend out in Orlando, Florida. Checked out Harry Potter Land. I also went to Busch Gardens and got to pet a giraffe.
Right on.
Yeah, they feel like a horse.
Really?
Yep.
Really big horse.
Did they feel like a long-necked horse?
Did you feed it?
Yeah.
Full black tongue.
Little my ass.
A giant black tongue.
That motherfucker could toss a salad from 3 feet away.
Oh, gross.
Ew. Yep.
Some people.
Did you
like
know
that.
This? Do you know this from experience, Dan?
No, I just assumed with their 2-foot-long tongues that like do things. I got to watch the most disgusting family ever be disgusting.
Must surprise it is
I
Florida.
Feel like you're in Florida, and they were probably eating.
I'm pretty sure they're Eastern European of some kind because they didn't speak great English.
Eastern Europeans,
but probably aww. Polish if I had to take a guess, or gypsies because they kind of acted like gypos. But so you schedule this. They call it like the safari tour. We're gonna go out. And you're in the back of a truck. They're gonna drive you around the like wild animal park portion. Then you get to feed giraffes. They're like, okay, tour leaves at 1:30. Be here at 1:15. 1:15 rolls around. We're sitting there waiting, and they're like, there's a family that's not here. 1:25 rolls around, fucking five fat people who don't speak English come rolling up with like chili dogs and shit, and they're like, you can't take them on tour. So instead of being like, damn it, can we reschedule our tour, they just started stuffing that shit in their mouths. Like it was running down their faces, down their shirts. Everyone's just like, that's disgusting. In 30 seconds they couldn't eat it, so they stuck in the locker with everybody else's stuff.
Ugh.
So jackets and things people didn't want to bring are now chili flavored scented.
Who was that guy that really hated the Polish and the gypsies? Oh, yeah, that was Hitler. You're basically Hitler.
I'm not.
You're
Hitler.
Florida Hitler.
No, I'm not. I'm not. These people, like, they're disgusting. They were disgusting people.
That's what Hitler would have said.
They tried to taunt the rhinos into attacking us. You were told one thing, one fucking thing when dealing with the giraffes. Don't touch their faces. That's all. That's the only rule that you had to follow is don't touch their faces. Giraffe comes within 5 feet. All of them, hands immediately go towards the giraffe face. Giraffe knew what was going on, backed up. It was like, fuck you. Don't touch my face. Fuck that family.
I'm sorry, but when you have a fucking long-ranged horse, you stay the fuck away from its, like, chomper mouth.
Oh, and my favorite part about this whole family. So midway through, you're feeding the giraffes. They have a professional photographer there to take pictures like a family photo.
Yeah.
So he tells everybody. So, you know, he gets me, my mom, my brother in there between the two giraffes, and they guide you through, like, getting the giraffes in the photo. So he takes them. So he's sitting there with this fucking family, and, like, the kid's probably 16, the fat, disgusting older child, and he's got, like, his camera out in front of him taking selfies, and he keeps making, like, it was like the duck face had a stroke, and it's just... He had braces, and he was fucking hideous, but he's taking selfies, and he's in the picture to get a picture with his family. So say, like, you're his mom or whatever on the side, and he's leaned up against her, looking off to the side, taking selfies of just himself, while the camera guy's like, put the phone down, put the phone down, put the phone down, fuck it, and just start taking pictures of him taking selfies. Good and he's like, I don't care.
I feel like that's something that Matt would do.
Good
I feel
old
like
Pollock
be, like,
McBeaver
selfie
teeth.
Stick, and he's like, you and your Derek Zoolander face.
Actually, I would have just carried a bag of Wiener Schnitzel onto me on the train.
Couldn't
and
do
then
that.
I would have slapped the giraffe in the face.
Aww,
and then I would have hid from the
monster.
Video.
That's true.
Photo, yeah.
I would have just fed you to lions at that point.
Oh, I would have made sure that everyone got fed to the lions. it would have been a good time.
Happiness all around.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we should probably move into the news. Yeah, we're missing Mike this week. He's got this job that involves working sometimes.
Ooh, are we missing him?
He's not here.
I got a good question to throw out there to kill some time. So with the whole Powerball thing, what would be the first thing that you'd buy?
A plane ticket to somewhere not here.
A new cell phone. Like a whole new plan, phone, whole nine. I dropped my old number. That's the
God,
first
thing. You guys don't even know who you are. Just no, like, I can contact
because
you.
You win, and you know what happens? Every charity gets your phone number, and they start blowing you up. Every person you've ever looked at in your entire fucking life finds your phone
God,
number.
God, you guys are thinking so... You guys are thinking so small.
You would buy cocaine and hookers.
No, I'd buy... I would literally buy the Coors Light party train.
No, that crashed, killing everybody on board. That doesn't exist anymore.
But it crashed. But we have the tools. We can rebuild. Wouldn't you want to try and travel 27,000 miles per hour and beers magically just materialize in your hand? Playing
no, because
it would
be
train
Coors.
The entire time.
I want the Bud Light party train.
Then we'll make a Bud Light party train.
Okay, you build me a Bud Light party train. All right, we have to get into some sad news.
Oh, yeah,
some
Bowie?
Some sad stuff, yeah. David Bowie passed away this past week from cancer.
Sad.
3 days after he put out his final goodbye album. Sucks, man. Sucks.
Yeah.
Yep, that is very sad.
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
I wonder if now that he's 6 feet
under,
is he under pressure?
God damn
down
it.
On me. I can have my
that is the only Bowie
that's
song.
That's Bowie song. I'm
that's your
to
only
like,
Bowie song, isn't it?
Technically,
can you name any other Bowie songs?
Yeah. Oh, he does. He's the Labyrinth. Or the Goblin King on the Labyrinth, which
that's
is
a Bowie
music.
Character. I
and
said
he
songs.
Sings, and he sings Babe of the Power.
Okay.
Power,
songs food. By Bowie that did not involve a movie.
Oh, shit. That's like a lot of them. A lot of his songs were in movies.
God, it was a bad week because I was like, that actually made me sad just because he was a really good artist. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to some music. And then Motorhead came on, Typo Negative came on, Dio came on. I'm like, fuck.
Pandora wanted you to off yourself, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was awful.
Yeah, so our hearts go out to Bowie's family, and hopefully they find a way to bring him back. And you know what's bullshit?
Yeah.
You know what the biggest bullshit about that is?
A way to bring him back to life.
It's fucking, what is it? Keith Richards is still alive.
So here's a little not-so-fun fact.
And so is Mick Jagger.
Yeah, they're old.
So here's a little not-so-fun fact, by the way, because we cover video games, is that the director of the Warcraft movie, Duncan Jones, is actually David Bowie's son.
Yep.
I did not know that.
No.
Fun
yeah,
fact.
That's why you stepped away
no,
from
no, not
it.
So fun fact.
I now understand.
Yeah.
I learned new news. And I work there.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible employee.
You really are. You're really a terrible employee.
Yeah. I felt all bad. Right. I was like, because I follow him on Twitter. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to shoot him a message that says, I'm sorry for your loss. He's not going to read it, but he's just going to
billion
see,
other
like,
ones.
Everyone knows.
Hey, Ish, welcome.
Happy birthday, Ish.
Aw. Ish says, hey, dildo hoarders, I'm in a first aid CPR class this week, so I can't stick around, but have a great show.
Thanks,
thank you,
Ish.
Mish. Enjoy your birthday. tomorrow.
I don't hoard
the
dildos.
Day,
I share them. It doesn't change the fact nobody wants my dildos.
It's like Ish's birthday is his unbirthday.
Oh,
every
speaking of dildos.
We'll get to that later. Yeah. We have a whole segment of the show dedicated to that kind of a news story. Keep your damn mouth shut. This is not new. This is not new information.
When was the last time you heard, speaking of dildos?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and go into the news. We got some television news. Kevin Smith is going to direct an upcoming episode of The Flash.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Smith.
Our listeners do not know who Kevin Smith is. Props to you for knowing who Kevin Smith is, Stephanie. He is the creator of Jay and Silent Bob and the View Askew universe, and he owns a comic book shop, Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash.
I've been to it when he was in Westwood. When I was in LA next to UCLA.
If you're a geek and you keep up on frequent stuff and you don't know who Jay and Silent Bob are, or Kevin Smith, there's something wrong.
Yeah. We got a question from Mercy, kind of off topic, but Mercy asks, do you find it hard to talk, or is it one thing to the next? A lot of times when we're doing the show, we get off on a tangent, and the hardest part with moving from one topic to the next is getting everyone to shut the fuck up about
the last
topic.
Yeah, pretty much. We're very opinionated.
True. Yeah.
I'm not...
If you look back on our website, there'll be links to a couple of our... I want to say it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago now. There was an episode where it was just me, Darren, and Matt. And once Matt got sick and went to bed, me and Darren, you want to see the most efficient Geek Lord Radio episode ever, watch that one, because we said the news, we agreed, we moved on, was it.
I am usually the wild card. I usually don't know what we're talking about, or I know what I bring something to the table they have no idea, but we usually follow kind of like a rundown where it's like we recap what we did that week, and then we go into the various news, is like geek news.
I was gonna say, like, our whole little rundown and what we have planned to kind of keep us on track. I don't know what the fuck it is. I just get on a microphone and start speaking,
and then we just spew.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
And then I usually do stuff on, as you see me, I'm usually on my phone because I oftentimes moderate the chat, and I send out Twitter posts and all that stuff. That's
back to the topic at hand, though. Kevin Smith, since he's doing a Flash episode, what is something else you'd love to see him do?
Ooh.
I personally wish his Batman had actually come to fruition.
That's true, too.
That would have just been awful and great in the exact same moment.
What?
You didn't know that? He was going to do Batman.
Oh.
He was directing a Batman movie with Nick Cage as Batman.
Wow, that would have been awfully awesome.
That would have
been fucking
amazing. Batman or Superman?
Was it Superman? I thought it was Batman.
I think it made him Superman.
May have been Superman. Yeah, now that I think about it, it was Superman. Which... maybe the only Superman movie I actually voluntarily went to go see. Oh,
to be completely honest, it'd probably be the best one to date.
It's not really hard to beat shit.
No. Actually, I think the movie would be better if Nicky Cage played everybody in the movie. He was every role.
Every role. It would just be, be Eddie Murphy in the 90s or...
And somehow Superman would find the lost treasure. It would happen. I guarantee it.
Nick Cage always finds his treasure.
So Superman ended up stealing the Constitution.
Yes. This is a very confusing movie. Nobody knows what's going on anymore. So that's all the television news that I saw. There was a new teaser out for the new Daredevil season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty good. I mean, the teaser was not anything to get you. Like, it's straight hype. All it is audio clips from the last season.
Was there a hype man in the back?
No, there was no hype man.
Should have been.
It was just like in a church.
Can you imagine if there was? Like the whole thing's going on. Yeah. Just guy in the back is like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's in your brain. You watched the first season, right?
Kind of.
You should finish it. I know your brother never finished it, but...
What? Which one?
Mike never finished Daredevil season one.
What?
Yeah,
loser.
He's a quitter.
That's weird.
He's a quitter.
I thought it was really good. I liked it a lot. And you know what? As much gripe as a lot of people give for Jessica Jones, I like that too.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't have much of a desire to, but I may end up watching it. See, normally when I watch these shows, it's because Darren or Mike have started watching it.
And
I keep hearing it, and it just ends up like I go out there and like in that 30 seconds something entertaining happens, and it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
and I start asking, and then they just start like, dude, why don't you just shut the fuck up, watch the show? It's like, fine. I'll sit on the couch. And by the end of it, it's like, you can't go to bed. We have to finish this shit. That's what happened with Quantico.
Quantico. What was the other one we watched?
We did Quantico. We did fucking...
that weird Firefly knockoff.
Oh, the... Fuck, what was that one called?
Dark Matter?
Dark Matter.
Dark Matter.
Might I add...
Was it Dark Matter?
I think it was Dark Matter.
That
Farscape?
One that... No, it's
a
new one.
Oh, it's a new one. Oh, Killjoys.
No.
No,
I can't remember what it was called.
I think it actually may have been Dark Matter.
I think it was Dark Matter. We did that with that. We did
that
with...
mercenaries that, like... they're all bad guys, and
they look on a ship, but they don't even have dark matter.
You want to know what Quantico? I don't really know what I have no idea what the storyline's about, but The show, like...
It's the story of Matt's life. I have no idea what's going on ever, always.
It was like...
Words.
Honestly, what it looked like was Pretty People Spy Boot Camp. That's seriously what it looked like to me.
One of them's a terrorist. That's the only difference. Have you guys watched Attack on Titan? I think tried and did not like it. I'm not an anime fan. She is not an anime fan.
I hate anime.
Here's my problem about Attack on Titan, and I think it's a very good analogy. It's you're basically watching a tower defense game.
Sure. I've never seen it. I agree.
Yeah, it's basically there's a city with three walls and people are attacking and there's armies defending said city before they get to the end. It's a giant tower defense game.
Yeah, I've just never had much of a desire on Attack on Titan.
I mean, I do like anime, but it just couldn't catch my interest at all.
Yeah. Didn't we finish Quantico in one day?
Something like that.
Did we shoot through it all in one day?
Well, 2 days. There was only 10 episodes. 2 days. Because it was 2 different days I walked out, like, what's going on? You're like, you aren't watching
it. Yeah, because we only made it through halfway, and then we had to stop because it was, like, 4 a.m. And we're like,
oh, that's right. I'm like, oh, I got to be at work in 2 hours.
Yeah. So, moving from there, let's go into games, since there's some game news going. This Friday is the kickoff of Season 5, Diablo?
Yes.
Or is it Season 6?
Season 5.
Season 5.
Yeah.
So,
Wait, before we start talking about Diablo, again, I am a Blizzard
You already did it. No, stop talking.
I'm going to give opinions on this so they are my own.
Yes, we know that. You don't need to say it again. I do. Stop being a wuss.
More important Diablo. Video game news, Pocket Mortys came out today.
I got that soon, but let's go through this portion first.
Fine, God.
Season 5!
Season 5. Who's playing it? Like, are all of you planning on playing it?
Oh, I plan on playing it, for sure.
What?
Season 5 of Diablo. Yeah.
Like, you have to ask me that question. Yes. God, okay. Yes.
So we all plan on playing.
What are you playing?
Oh, I don't know yet. I don't have a Barbarian, and that's the only one I don't have. So I'm kind of...
There's some new sets
play.
For, like, every class right now, so...
But whoever has the cutest gear is likely who I will ultimately...
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yep. Yes, she is.
I rolled a Witch Doctor last season so I could get the cat. And I was like, yay!
For my character, I'm rolling whatever Dan's rolling because we're about efficiency, and I'm just going to funnel him all the fucking gear so he can carry my ass later. That's how we're planning on doing it.
It's about the extent of it.
Because you know what's going to happen. Like, day two, people are going to be like, can you power level my character? It's like, fuck, yeah, we got this.
No, because we're not going to be hitting max level that first night. Because we're going to the South Park Bigger Longer Uncut sing-along followed by Worst House to drink beer and smoke pot and make general bad life decisions.
Oh, are we? Am I doing this
too? You want to come?
All right. Then you can. That's what we're doing.
I mean, that's what we're planning
on. Every time somebody mentions it, like the one part from Bigger Longer Uncut where the guy's like, they're not even a real country anyway. Yeah. Like, always goes in my head. Fucking Canada.
Another question from Mercy was, what animes do you watch? Recently, I watched Sword Art with Mike and... Akame Ga Kill I saw with Mike.
That was really good. I liked SAO. It was good. I liked the first story arc, though, because after that, it kind of just lost my attention. Weird. Yeah. I would probably say Pokemon.
I like Pokemon.
You are obsessed with Pokemon.
I'm obsessed with the world of Pokemon. The show itself is okay.
I watch a lot of older ones, like just rewatch good ones. Like I like Cowboy Bebop. I like Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust.
So the last Trigun. Anime I've ever watched Trigun's that I good. Can recall was in high school, and it was Samurai Jack.
That's not an anime.
It's as close as you're ever. That is get a cartoon.
By the way, Samurai Jack is fucking beautiful.
It is a good show.
That show is great.
You need to watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
I did watch. You made me watch that. That was and the you last laughed. Anime. That
no,
I
she watched laughed. Abridged Kai. I think.
Oh, yeah, we made you sit through Kai, which was even shorter.
Piccolo, are you a Yoshi? Goddamn right I am.
All right, so back to the question. You haven't decided what you're going to play, whatever's cutest. Darren, what are you going to play in Diablo?
Ooh.
Barbarian?
No, I already have two max level barbs.
That's cute.
I have three of everything.
How many do you have?
I have six barbarians.
You're a monster.
I have three barbarians and six demon hunters, five crusaders, three witch doctors. I don't delete characters, and I really need to start deleting characters.
Speaking of deleting shit, instead of deleting all the shit that was in my stash from the season prior, it just reset the cooldown and resent it back to me. So I have two seasons worth of shit sitting in my bank.
Nice.
It's fucking awful.
I'd probably say maybe demon hunter or maybe monk. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I love, you know, Monk. I made a Monk this season too, this last season, season four. And I actually really liked Monk, and I never played one before.
They're so fun. Witch They're Hunter so much fun. Monk. I love them.
Witch Hunter?
Or what?
I think I might
Witch
end up
Doctor.
Doing a, I think I might end up doing a Thorns Crusader.
Yeah, I'm thinking about trying Crusader, because every time they say Crusader's going to be good for the season, I roll a Crusader, And, like, he's great for about 20 minutes. And everyone's like, no, no, Crusader, bottom of the totem pole. Yeah. Garbage. We lied. It's like, God damn it.
Well, I'm hearing they're doing a level 150 rift in 4 minutes. Yeah. That's.
We'll see if that sticks around, though. All right. So we'll see you guys on Diablo Friday or Saturday after the hangover kicks off.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go right into Pocket Morty's.
Goddamn right.
We are a show. We are a podcast that everybody loves Rick and Morty, even you.
Unanimously, I do love Rick and Morty. It's see, good. I like really fucked up dark humor, and that's right up my alley.
Well, have you heard about what Pocket Morty's is?
Yeah, it's the game where Rick has to go collect all the different Mortys and fight them.
And it's great.
I'm excited.
My favorite part so far in the entire thing, I've played maybe an hour, not even an hour, maybe like 20 minutes
of it.
That
shit makes Michael Vick look tame.
Like. No, my favorite part is the MIDI, because it's been so long since MIDI remixes or MIDI covers of songs have been a thing.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
I fucking boot up the game, and it's Chaos, fucking, I can't remember what the goddamn song is called. That one from the Unity episode. That song at the end. I don't want to spoil the Unity episode. But if you've heard it, you know what song I'm talking about. That is the MIDI that's going right off the bat. And I was like, yes.
Dan's just been reenacted some PTSD in his brain.
I built an entire playlist around that song. Just sad pop. I have it on my Spotify.
Sad pop.
Yeah. It's got fucking that chaos. I've got fucking See His Chandelier.
He's hanging from the chandelier.
Yep.
Shy surprise.
I've got a Herald song by Kesha. There's a bunch of them
God,
on there.
We really gotta go see.
Actually,
we do.
She needs. If Kesha, I'm gonna hashtag this on Geeklord Radio. Hashtag Kesha, please do a tour.
Please do a tour because we want to get shithouse in
your
tour.
Or you know what? Do give us a private little just two songs
actually,
would be fine and come sit on the podcast.
Fuck
you.
No.
Know what?
I want her entire discography.
Okay, that's fine.
You
want to? I want to sing every one of them back at her.
You know, I actually thought about.
I would totally watch that podcast. You could sit here. She could sit there.
Just
and
eye contact, and
contact
we just sing the whole show.
That would be the
all right, Mercy, have a good one.
Bye,
good
Mercy, one. Take care.
See you next week.
So I was going to say, and I know, Steph, you'd be totally, totally down with this, by the way. If I were to have won the Powerball, I would have Shia LaBeouf come live with me. I'd be like, hey,
oh,
bro,
God, yes.
Just come over and we'll hang out.
Just hang
you can
out
just
with
chill.
Me.
Fuck
here's,
it.
Here's $2 million.
We'll just do whatever the Shia wants to do.
I'm totally down.
Yeah.
Can you put a displacement that he has to give me a kiss on the mouth?
he'd probably
and then,
to be honest,
then he has to cage fight with Frank.
To be honest, he probably to be honest, everyone would probably just get a kiss on the mouth anyway.
Lose. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So
I'd get it first though.
Yeah. So Pocket Mortys, it's basically Pokemon. And you collect Mortys. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It kills my battery. Holy shit! It kills
now,
my battery.
Speaking of the MIDI remixes, you got the one where they played Get Swifty yet?
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, that was a good one too. I was like, this sounds familiar. This is Swifty. Yeah, the music is so far my favorite part. That and when occasionally Morty like says something during the fight.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I don't want to do this, Rick.
Shut up.
He wants a kiss on the mouth.
Yeah, I see that. So,
I would have to say the giant floating space head is probably my spirit animal.
Show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
No, that's not your spirit animal. The screaming sun is your spirit animal.
Drag queens are my spirit animal.
When the sun
animal.
Comes up and it screams for 64 hours.
Oh, either that or the giant and large naked Santa.
Yeah, the dead hobo.
Okay, new question. What is everybody's spirit animal? Yours is screaming sun. Mine is drag queen.
His is Kesha.
Are you sure it's not a giant snake? I'm a snake.
Pretty sure it's Kesha.
No, it's Kesha.
90% sure it's Kesha.
I don't believe in spirit animals.
Are you sure it's not Babu? I feel like it's Babu.
Darren's spirit animal is a nihilist drinking black coffee.
I'm pretty sure Darren's spirit animal is pretty much the dude.
No. Robert Downey Jr. during his Coke Bender days. Not always. Darren's spirit animal only comes out on party nights. And only special party nights when he goes hard in the paint. Because he's a quiet, reserved person normally. But you get enough liquor in Darren, and that motherfucker will burn the house down for funsies.
Speaking of like Kesha and other things, my brother mentioned something about Kim Kardashian. I'm like, I want to search something. So I searched her name, and it says, like, relevant searches on Google, like, other people. And it's all, like, these just terrible people, like, Khloe Kardashian and the 16 and pregnant mom. And they're all just, like, these, like, Rebecca Black. And you're just like, oh, all these terrible people. And there's one male in the entire thing, Charlie Sheen. I'm being completely serious. It's like,
wow.
It's like other people that they search for. Charlie Sheen's, like, right in the middle of all these just trashy people. I'm like, I wonder.
Oh, AIDS.
Charlie Sheen AIDS has?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's Illuminati as fuck. I don't even know what that means.
Make like a special website of all the women that Charlie Sheen has banged, just so they can have like a support group where they may or may not have AIDS.
I actually read speaking about banging, I read this funny. It was this funny article about a woman who lost her virginity to David Bowie.
Oh, too soon.
No, it's really funny. She's like, it was the best. She's like, it was the best experience of my life.
Of course it was, because he's dead now, and you can say that without getting sued.
Yeah. So we're going from Pocket Mortys and all the tangent shit that we broke all of our rules on to go on for that.
Yeah.
So Pendulette made a game a few years back.
A few years?
It was actually
like a girl
pendulum.
Like 90s, what is that?
This is like
Pendulette.
Is that a
from
company?
Penn and Teller?
Oh,
seriously, both of you? Didn't you go and see them?
Yeah, I did.
You suck.
I do.
I didn't know the
Pendulette,
last name.
This wasn't a few years. I think this show was like on the NES or like old school PC.
It was old school. Either way, he made a few years ago is a facetious statement to say I don't know how long ago it was. Thanks for calling me out, douchebag.
No problem.
A while ago, Pendulette put out a game called a Desert Bus, and basically what it was. Is it a real-time simulator that you drive an empty tour bus from Flagstaff, Arizona to Las Vegas, Nevada, and back in real time with a slight lean to the left, so you constantly have to correct, and if you veer off the road, you get towed back to your origin, and you have to start over.
And it's all in real time, so if you make it 7 hours through the game and you get towed back, it's in reverse with a blinking red light for 7 hours.
Yeah, you also towing back is same. It's time.
Who came up with that idea? That is a
Penn Jillette.
So,
hold on. Let me continue. I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Dix.
So
he makes this game. Yes. And you have to correct all the way through. You cannot pause. There's no save feature. It's just you have to start and finish it. And pretty much the only way the game gets played is for what's the fucking gaming for charity thing?
Oh. Okay.
It's not Let's Play. What is it?
Game's done fast, isn't it?
No.
Game's done quick?
No.
That's one of the big ones. That one usually makes like $1 million.
No, it's the one they do every year. I can never remember what the fuck it's called. Either way, this charity does it like every year, and they stream. It's a 24-hour stream.
Is this the one that is also supported through a Humble Bundle?
Probably. Maybe. Probably.
Child's Play, I think?
Child's Play, that's it. Mm. Every year Child's Play, someone streams this game for Child's Play for 24 hours, and they play this fucking game. Because on a perfect playthrough, it takes you 16 hours to beat it.
Oh, man.
So there's no speed running. Oh, also the bus caps out at 45 miles an hour.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. No,
I was like, can I speed?
Why don't you talk about the positives of the game? The start button honks the horn.
Yep.
And the B button opens the side door, but you don't see it. You just hear, queek.
Yeah.
Queek.
So I talk about this game because they're making a sequel.
So by the way, when you make it to and from, you get 1 point.
Yeah.
It maxes out at 999 points.
I'm sad there's no magicians in it.
Yeah, no.
So
they're making a sequel to this game for virtual reality. It will be literally the exact same game.
But you're driving?
So,
but it's virtual reality.
Let me touch a little thing on that, because I actually know a lot about this really well. It was actually a part of a six bundle that never actually came out. And the reason he made it was because you know how Penn and Teller is really big on like politics, things of sorts, where if they have an issue about things that they voice it? Well, the reason he actually made Desert Bus was because at the time, video games was having a problem where they're like, games are too unrealistic and it's ruining child's minds. He's like, fuck it. Let's just make the most realistic fucking game that we can fucking think of just as a joke. And that's how the game actually came out. It wasn't really meant to be played.
Yeah. Well, either way, people played it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This new one is exclusively available for charities.
That's
so
cool.
You won't be able to buy it. Charities will be able to use it for events like, I already forgot what the fuck it's called.
Child's Play.
Child's Play. Exclusively for free to these charities.
Cool.
So that's what
that's
they did.
Cool. Anything developed for a good cause, no matter how dumb it is, go for it.
It wasn't, well, it doesn't develop for a good cause. It just went up what happened. It was like, let's play these terrible games.
Yeah.
It's fine. Totally works.
So moving from one bad game to another bad game, Payday 2.
Oh.
Is getting a Goat Simulator DLC. And if there was anything that ever made me want to consider trying to play Payday 2, it's this
simulator.
DLC.
You do love
basically
goat
what
simulator.
Happens. Here's the story. You get a call from fucking douchebag.
Bane.
And he says, who?
Bane?
No, the guy who sets your missions up.
Bane.
Douchebag.
No, he had a different name in the thing.
Bane.
It wasn't Bane.
Pablo.
In the commercial, it was not Bane.
Can we call him Javier?
What? Vlad.
Oh, Vlad.
So Vlad calls you.
Dracula?
And he says
okay.
You're going to... Yes. He says you're going to... you're going to go get Coke. Like, there's a botched drug drop or something. You need to go pick up the Coke. So you go to pick up the Coke, and there's no Coke, but a lot of goats. And you have to basically run around and collect the goats. And the goats are doing things like jumping on top of cars or sitting on top of light poles. And they look like the goats from Goat Simulator. So their tongue's lolling about, and they look lazy. It actually looks pretty entertaining. And the commercial is what sold it. The game itself probably sucks ass, because Payday 2 sucks ass, in my opinion. I know you guys had a hard-on for it until they fucked everybody.
It gives me that feeling like the creators of Payday were just sitting there like, hey, look, the Goatsy guy's like just opening his asshole. Let's reach up inside and see what we can find. Oh, look, Goat Simulator DLC. Boom, done.
If you get a chance, watch the Goat Simulator, the Payday 2 Goat Simulator heist like commercial. Because it's pretty fucking funny.
Some of this is, for some reason, I have a feeling that the developers of that game were like, because you know how they just been really salty after the pay to win thing, especially when they're like, oh yeah, you know, all these like the John Wick, they're like, it's not even a heist thing. They're like, you know what, fuck you. So it's probably just a giant troll.
No, it's not. What you got to keep in mind is Goat Simulator made a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, it did,
and it has a huge cult following. So they'll bring it in because people do it.
I thought it was funny that you said cult following and they sacrifice goats and cults.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to hype Goatsy.
Goatsy. I see what you did
that's
there.
That's also not how you spell it. It's XE, I think it ends with.
CX.
CX? I don't remember how it's spelled.
It's GOATSE.CX.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
That's a great website, by the way.
You've never seen Goatsy?
No.
Hold on. This is actually a reason why I will get on my phone during the show.
Yeah, my phone's off.
Okay.
Let's do this later.
My phone's all the way over. No, I want everyone in the world to see her reaction to this.
Yeah,
everyone in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the three people currently here.
GOAT.CX.
No, hold on. Let me see your phone real quick. Let's put.
It'll find it.
Let's put this into your browser history.
Uh-oh. Mm. Is this something that's going to get me put on like FBI's like blah? Like,
no, I would never take you to such a horrible website.
You're part of
like that.
Porn.
That's
going to be porn.
That's a goatsy.
Oh, God.
So for all of you of the audio podcast, the expression on her face was just as good as the noises she made.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
She's so, like,
The special edition for the 100th episode is we got to show Stephanie her first goatsy.
Your new favorite.
You never forget.
That's not even the worst.
Right, now we're gonna do a little bit of a game.
Okay.
So no, every week from now on, I'm gonna find some awful internet thing she has not seen,
and then show it.
That's our
like,
new
watch
thing.
My reaction.
Yeah, we're gonna
Stephanie
do that.
Making horrible.
I have a goatsy homework project for you.
No.
On the next show, tell me as much detail. Like, I want to know is the guy on Goatsy married or not?
Wait. So it's just one guy. Yeah. I just.
Oh yeah, you can put.
That's a dude's butthole.
Butthole. I just want to know what happened.
Well, he reached in with his fingers and he opened it.
Oh yeah, you can by putting all the clues together, you can tell a lot about his life by that picture.
Yeah, you can.
Like, you can tell he's married.
He made some bad life choices. Anywho, let's get off of the goatsy topic. Yeah. Not get off on goatsy. Let's move away from
cake
the topic.
I did see cake
Mr.
Farts
Hands.
For the first time
pick
last
up
night.
The one major problem that I have with the Goat Simulator DLC. Is it $7? It's a $7 download for a 2-day heist and a few guns.
That's dumb.
And you can't even play as a goat.
That's dumb.
Maybe is there a goat mask?
I would do that. Maybe, probably.
Probably.
I would consider it if I could play as the goat in Goat Simulator.
Well, you wait, 3 months? It's like the Easter sale, and you'll get it for like $2.
Hey,
probably.
Toasty Toasters, welcome.
Welcome to the show. Moving from Goat Simulator to Tom Clancy's The Division.
To answer Toasty's question, we're doing good. A little bit better than Steph here because she just saw Goatsy for the first time. That happened.
Anywho, back to what I was saying. New trailer just came back. Our new trailer just came out. It was released when I first tried to watch it. It was European only, so I had to like find a mirror site to watch it. But showed a lot of gameplay and showed you a much better idea of how the game's actually going to work.
Yeah.
Like, they actually showed real-time combat. No, not Goatsy, the survival game from Goat Simulator. Goatsy, search it on the internet.
No, if you don't want your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, anybody, your sweet grandma who might be staying at your
house.
It's
spelled GOATSE.
.info.
Don't do it.
.info.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would never lead you astray.
Yeah, we would.
Never.
Yes. Anywho, Back to the division.
Many times they have led me astray.
The beta starts in what, 2 weeks?
Supposedly supposed to start on the 29th.
29th. Is that the Xbox beta or is that the PC beta?
No, that's supposed to be for all three.
Because the Xbox one's supposed to come out first.
The Xbox one already came out.
Oh, did it? Okay.
It was an alpha launch back in like December.
Yeah, that's right. So the game's coming out. I'm excited. I haven't pre-ordered it yet because I'm poor. But I'm pretty stoked about this game.
Yeah, I mean, I did pre-order, and I told you my plan is I pre-ordered. I'm going to try the beta. If I like it, I'm going to keep it. If I'm not into it, I'll just refund it.
We're not starting a race war, Hojo. Want me to eat?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Now, here's what's going to be interesting. With the backstabbing and betrayal options that exist in Division, I'm going to enforce the exact same rules in Division that I enforce in Rust. And if I can't come to your house and punch you in the mouth, you're not joining my team.
So I did laugh, by the way. End. I saw the pre-order bonus, and it's like, oh, yeah, you get this orange gun and a National Guard suit. I'm like, what, so you can die and lose it?
No, you'll odds are you'll keep it. From what I understand, you don't lose everything when you
die.
That's
an expensive for pre-purchase, though. Holy shit.
The way I think it works is you only lose gear that you pick up.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt, Darren, but from the chat, we have Toasty Toaster O saying, oh my shit, why? I think Toasty is the second person on the 100th episode of Geek Lord Radio to see Goatsy for the first time.
Yeah. Best episode ever.
You know, after this, I got another question for you guys. It'll be relevant. But back to what you were saying about the Division.
From what I think how it's going to work out is you only lose gear if you get it in the Dark Zone. So, like, if you're in the Dark Zone and you get gear, like, you find new gear that you find in the Dark Zone and you die, I think that's the only way you'll lose it. If you make it out, then you keep it.
Okay, so it doesn't basically, quote-unquote, soul-bind to you until you've left the Dark Zone.
I think.
I would be okay with that, because there's still that risk of loss when you go somewhere scary.
I have a feeling this game... Well, I already know. This game is going to get very big. I can already see that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go too far, because there's been a lot of games that we've said that over,
yeah,
and they've
I
fucking
feel like,
failed.
I feel like this game is... Because I've
Destiny
seen,
was crap.
I feel like this game is going to get pretty big.
Yeah, it was really hyped.
That I will end up playing a good majority of it unless it starts really turning that whole that bro feel to
it's
it.
It's gonna get that way depending on who
and
you
I'll
play with, but I'll
stopping.
Probably play the shit out of it because yeah. I like games that, you know, have a lot of loss risk.
It's been a while since I've had a first person shooter that's really kind of
I think
third
it's person
caught my interest.
It's a third person shooter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I like how
that
it's
actually
super realistic,
is,
and I do like that you can join in. On
just
your...
wait till you start getting blown up at work. It's like, Stephanie, I need you online. Get on your
phone.
Like, be my drone.
Be your drone.
And then I'm going to see the drone. It's going to be like, I'm here. Well, that was helpful.
That's probably exactly what's going to happen.
Dude, I'm going to target drones just to spite people on their cell phones because they're spending their monthly data plans to try to help their friends.
Unless you have unlimited data, then...
Like me.
And me.
And me.
But a lot of them only give you 4G for the first gig. I read some stuff. Tom Clancy's Call of Madden 2017. Eat a dick, Hojo. Anywho, so...
Can we ban that guy?
He's got a sword next to his name. I don't think we can. I don't know what it means, but I think he's important
for
some reason.
I think he's a mod. I think that's what that means. I don't know.
Well, I'm anyway. A mod. Can I remove his mod privileges?
No.
Do I even have mod privileges?
No. I don't believe you do.
Great.
Anyway.
Wait.
So,
Ish has mod
yeah.
privileges, and I don't.
He was like one of the first people to get it.
Womp.
Because he used to watch all the episodes and would get rid of the people in the chat we didn't want there.
Cool.
That's the purpose of the mod thing. Anyway, so I said I came up with a question for you guys. This show's going to end up running long.
Mm.
We already know the answer for you. What was your first Goatsy?
Oh.
You never forget your first.
I know you showed it to me.
Did I? It doesn't surprise me.
It was either you or your horrible cunt of an ex. You know which one.
I know which one.
The first time I got... I think the first time I saw Goatsy was when you saw Goatsy.
Nope. Nope, I know exactly who I was with when I saw my first Goatsy.
When did you see your first Goatsy?
No, the sad thing is I know who you were with when you saw your first Goatsy. I didn't even know you at the time.
No.
Oh.
I was with my friend Ellis and his little sister.
Oh,
we were bored, so we were going through
MySpace.
Back when MySpace was the thing, we were going through Tom's MySpace picture comments, like comments on Tom's pictures, mm-hmm. and Tom was the creator of MySpace. And there was just all these fucked up, like really mean and funny pictures, like making fun of him. And we're just scrolling, and then suddenly we scroll down, and there's this picture that's loading. We're like, what could this be? And then, boom, like this fucking big, right in our faces on Ellis's computer. And it was just like, what the fuck?
You want to know what,
his
actually?
His little sister screamed, like the shrill, terrified scream. And she booked it. She would not leave her bedroom for 2.5 hours.
You want
to
know what?
She was in crying in her pillow. I fell out of the chair to the ground, clutching my eyes. And Ellis immediately dove under his pillow.
Is this still on my phone?
You
want to
know what? Now I just remember when it was. It must have been a couple days later because you called me and you're like, dude, I need to show you something.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
It does sound like something I would do.
Yeah.
You know me, so, yeah. No, I'm just sending random goatees to Stephanie over here.
So I,
well, once you've seen it a few times, it stops bothering you and you start looking for the little details.
Like that he's married.
I'm like,
and
when
he's
it
married
comes,
and he's got a huge dongus.
When it comes to fucked up, when
that
it
dude's
comes
got like a 9-inch schlong.
When it comes to fucked up pictures like that, like I'm a grizzled Vietnam veteran. Yeah. Now, like I've seen the shit. I've got
you
the thousand yard
time,
stare. Like I fucking sit there and I'm just like, oh, he's married.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on from that. We all like the Zelda remakes. The Ocarina of Time was great. Fucking Wind Waker was pretty good.
I like Master
Twilight
Quest.
Princess HD remake will contain some small changes, just like the other ones have. In addition, it will also have amiibo support. So there will be amiibo support. Some of the changes are like getting rid of some of the tedious quest portions. Like instead of like 4,000 little tiers, you need like 11 tiers. I think it was like 15, and it's down
tiers
to 11. So it's things like that. As people who played the originals or were around for games back when they were more like that, are you okay with them changing that for the remakes, or do you think they should keep them?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
They're moving just like the small parts that doesn't make it take you longer. Like,
well,
if they're getting rid of the grindy shit.
Yeah.
Well, they did it for freaking Wind Waker when you didn't have to collect all 12 pieces of the freaking Triforce.
They also finally added the speed sail.
Yeah, that was
to make sailing faster.
That was actually in the game the entire time. They just
never used it. Yep.
Yeah.
It didn't work if you spawned it on yourself either.
Yeah, they basically made they were going to originally put it in, but they're like, let's leave it out because we want the game to feel more expansive, which it just felt tedious. But I'm completely fine with them doing the remake. I just really hope that when they do it, they enable the GameCube controls as well, so I don't have to play with a Wiimote. Because I really
hate
it.
It'll be on the Wii U, so you can use the Pro Game Controller.
I hope that they actually have that support.
Yeah.
Because well,
isn't
the,
there's the adapter for the Wii U?
Well, the weird thing about Twilight Princess though was that the reason why it was different from Wii on GameCube is if you look at any game, in any Zelda game,
Link's left-handed.
And in the GameCube version with the regular controller, he's left-handed. But since most people were right-handed, they basically took the game. No, they reversed the entire map of the game. So everything that's usually on your left in the GameCube version is on your right in the Wii version.
Because
it
would be disorienting to be swinging with your right hand and Link swinging with his left.
Yeah.
It would make combat weird. So that's why they did that.
Yeah.
Fun little tidbit if you're ever at like a bar and you're lonely and you're doing trivia, because that's what I imagine. If you're doing trivia at a bar where they're asking Zelda questions, you're probably lonely.
Yeah.
My thing is, does that really matter that much?
Enough for aesthetics of playing the game, I could see it.
Because I don't think, if you're left-handed or right-handed, no matter which hand Link actually is, it's if you do this, he's still going to hit.
Yes, but there was bow controls. There were certain directions you could swing to make him do different moves. I'd have to pull it out to see, but it there was enough of a justification to do it, if nothing else than just for the visual effects of it. So
it's basically their quick fix for that was we're just gonna mirror image everything.
So let's move right along into some movie stuff. You all know what Hateful Eight is, right?
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino's newest movie.
With it, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen it.
He said it's going to be turned into a stage show.
That might be interesting.
He said after he made the movie, he realized this would be really good on stage, so he's making it into like a play. I hope he makes it a musical.
I haven't seen it yet. So
I would like
has
to
anybody
not,
seen it?
I'm not gonna. I don't waste my money seeing Tarantino films in theaters because generally I hate Tarantino movies, especially his newer ones.
What?
Django is the first movie he's made that I enjoyed since Pulp Fiction. Well, I take that back. Dusk Till Dawn. I'm pretty sure that was his.
Yeah.
He was in it. No, he was just in Dusk Till Dawn.
I think
that's
yeah,
Eli
he has
Roth
some
movie,
part by no. I think the director was
isn't that Eli Roth?
No, not Eli Roth. It was fuck.
Someone else.
The guy that did the original Sin City.
Okay. Yeah. But
he did Grindhouse.
Okay. Death Proof. That one was...
That was Tarantino. He did the other one.
The other, the guy who did Planet Terror.
Planet Terror.
Yeah.
Planet Terror was done by the other guy.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Rodriguez, yes, that's it.
I like Inglorious
Death
Bastards.
Death Proof, I really
liked it.
I love that movie.
I hate that movie.
I have not been like, oh my gosh, I hate this movie. It sucks.
I love that movie.
When I first watched Pulp Fiction, it was hard for me to watch to understand because I was like so young when I first saw it. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And then I rewatched it like a couple years later and I was like, this is actually really good.
I like it.
I
hated Inglorious Bastards.
Why?
I liked it.
It was just boring. It was super fucking boring. That's how I felt about it. And it was, I thought it was stupid. I thought the story was stupid. I thought the acting was not good. I thought the writing was terrible. I thought it was terrible.
I definitely want to see The Hateful Eight.
I'll probably see Hateful Eight, but I'm going to wait till it's at my house. You know?
If I have nothing to do, I'd probably go see it in theaters, but I got lots of
Colin Stone asks, how can someone not like Inglourious Bastards? It's easy. It wasn't a good movie. Next topic.
Moving on.
Moving
you
on.
You, sir, are wrong.
Colin Stone, did you like Jurassic World?
Yes.
If you did,
I can answer that. I don't think he liked it as much as I did. I like Jurassic World. I don't think he liked Jurassic World.
Yeah, we'll have to wait about 15 seconds to get a response on that. But anywho, let's move on into more movie news. Thanks to Force Awakens, Harrison Ford is now the top grossing box office actor of all time.
Good for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Right on.
He's cool peeps.
I can't remember who he dethroned. I think he dethroned Jennifer Lawrence. Didn't she end up like super high up there? No, she wasn't it.
Highest Someone grossing else. Of all time? No. She can't be that high up.
You're probably in her career. But he dethroned whoever had it and now is like back on top.
I think the highest I want to say was Vin Diesel.
No.
I want to say Vin Diesel's up there. Yeah.
No.
Or The Rock. I think The Rock's
up
there.
No, it would have to be like an older actor like Nicholson or
like Robert
De Niro.
Redford or something.
Al Pacino, one of those guys. One of the guys has been doing this for a really long time.
Or no, I'm thinking of, I think the last year's male actor was either Vin Diesel or The Rock. I was thinking of a year.
Probably The Rock last year because he's in like 30 goddamn movies. And it's just the spray and pray method.
It might have been Vin Diesel actually because of the year. Or
Someone
Fast
look it
Furious.
Up. We're just going to argue and it's not going to go anywhere.
Fun fact.
So, give you a baseline. I watched Ninja Turtles movie and loved it. Dead to me. Dead to me.
That explains a lot.
That explains everything. You were never allowed to speak about movies again.
You goddamn troll.
That's so funny.
Okay. So I added a new section for this because fucking
why not? I had a fun fact about Harrison Ford. Do you know how I got the job in Star Wars? I'm sure lots of people know this.
I'm sure I heard it. I just didn't give
a
shit enough.
He was a master carpenter and he was building the set and they just said, hey guy, can you read this real quick while they were testing the other part of the role and they really liked him and they kept him and now he's an actor. Yep. He never studied acting before that.
You guys should both watch that CG George Lucas movie. You guys would love it. Anywho, I added a merch section. I figured somebody would care about this because there's only one person in the world who actually likes this company. Funko Pop launched a DC themed subscription collection for $25 a month.
Oh, that's not me.
Search
the content. No, but you like DC. The contents of these boxes are said to be valued at $50 each. They'll ship every 2 months, with the first one going out in March. The first one's Batman versus Superman themed, and it's supposed to come with an exclusive Batman and Superman fighting armor. Hmm. Yep.
Nobody cares. That's a question, by the way. Harrison Ford beat out the motherfucker Samuel L. Jackson.
Sammy Jackson.
Is that you
okay.
Sammy
out?
J.
I believe it.
Yeah, I looked it up. It said Harrison Ford beaten out only by...
So now,
beat out Samuel.
There was we have no science and tech stories.
Hold on. Go back to the whole Funko Pop things. There's this little... action figures like
the one with the big eyes. I don't think we have
the Murloc.
Like Murloc.
Yeah,
okay, thing right there.
The ones that all look the
There's
fucking
no
same.
Way one of those is worth $50.
No, you get a bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually like about $10 each. Or maybe.
Yeah, so you get $50 worth of them for $25 a month, which doesn't make any sense. Well, you're getting exactly what you pay for because it's once every 2 months and it's $25 a month. So you're still paying $50.
You get
for
garbage. You're paying for garbage.
Yeah, that's another clown. anywho,
kills,
moving on away from
money.
Funko, who's kind of a shitty company, into the controversial news where we talk about the fun stories we talked about. You had mentioned earlier about these brilliantly intelligent people who are trying to stage an armed revolution in Oregon.
I didn't say they're brilliantly
intelligent didn't say that.
By any means.
All you said was dildos.
Did you hear the inflection in my voice?
Speaking of dildos.
Yeah. Speaking of dildos, earlier.
Mind you, it was the they're holding up. They're fighting the government, and it's the son of the guy who owned the ranch that was fighting the government.
Yes. Anyway.
Out of all people.
They claimed when they took over, this group of fucking idiots decided they're going to hostily take over, like, what isn't it, like a wildlife preserve or something?
Oh, goddamn it. I just remember. Bird sanctuary. We already fucked up our intro. We're supposed to say, send us snacks.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. We'll add that in the
end.
You
can still send us snacks. Yeah. Like, that's okay.
But so when they took over, they claimed that they had enough food and supplies to last for years holed up in this facility. And they're basically trying to inspire armed revolution against the government. They're a bunch of ranchers who claim that the government's trying to take their land and all this shit. We're not going to the politics of it. But they realize they don't actually have a whole lot of food. They also, the money that they did have has been going away to infighting. Like, there was a group of them, the group of the leadership was arguing over whether or not women and children should be brought in, like their wives and kids. And they couldn't agree, and one of the founding guys took a whole bunch of the money out of their supply that they had to survive, and he went to a bar and he got drunk.
Nice.
This is the leadership. That's so they reached out on Facebook, and they gave their address, and they asked for help from Facebook.
Asked for snacks.
They asked for snacks. So the first thing that happened that I saw was people started sending them glitter bombs. Yes, they started getting glitter bombs.
And now I like the story.
And then it was that was through Reddit that someone posted their address. Yeah. Was like, glitter bomb these motherfuckers, and a whole bunch of people did. And then they started then someone else linked a send someone pubic lice in an envelope.
An envelope. Yeah.
So they all apparently got beards. There's a company that you could pay them and give them an address, and they will put crabs into an envelope and mail it to somebody.
And it's
for
fucking
you.
Funny because they all have beards, so as soon as they open it up, boom, infestation.
Yeah.
It's great.
So they got sent really crabs, and then people were sending them gummy penises, so the food that they were getting.
Go eat a dick.
Were penises. And now apparently.
We're living on dicks and eating pubic lice out of our brother's beard hair.
Now apparently, the new thing to send these people is dildos.
The Great American Challenge.
They just keep getting dildos. And you know what's sad, though? Realistically, the dildos will have resale value unless they are used dildos.
That's
these
fine.
Will have resale value. You're kind
of
still funding them.
Of course.
Although
they're
it's
used.
So funny.
Some
to be completely.
Like, hee, I'm going to go get my wife's dildo and send
you should at least send them something useful. Like one of those pocket pussies with those fleshlights.
No, you don't want them. You don't want them to enjoy themselves.
With herpes.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. So hilarious. But also horrible.
If I won the Powerball, I'd send them a whole bunch of Great American Challenge.
God damn it!
Because to be completely honest,
I'm gonna ruin you right now. I'm gonna make you super sad. You did not win the Powerball.
I know.
Someone in Chino
you
did.
Didn't buy a Powerball ticket.
No, so I was gonna say. I was gonna say because
if you came into
feeling,
a sizable sum of money,
I have a feeling completing the Great American Challenge is probably harder than orchestrating an armed revolution.
I don't know. I don't know, because I've never thought to show
you'll probably
human
end
arm
up dead either
asshole.
Way, but...
Are you familiar with the Great American Challenge is?
No.
It's a dildo the size of your fucking forearm.
It's bigger than that.
Well...
It's like 24 inches
it's
around.
Like, it's like...
I'm very proud of myself for not knowing what the Great American Challenge is.
Now you're going to buy one.
No, absolutely.
Anyway, let's move into other news. Other controversial, fun news. I don't know why it's still labeled controversial. This is just like shit that caught my eye.
Huh.
That we think is funny.
So a few days ago, I was reading an interesting story that I had to dig through like 30 pages to find this. There's a man in Detroit.
Oh, this is going to be good.
He had a bad bed bug infestation. And apparently...
How bad?
It was real bad. It was super bad. So in order to get rid of the bed bugs, he covered himself in isopropyl alcohol.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And his couch
no.
in isopropyl alcohol. Then he lit a cigarette. And then once he had the cigarette lit, he saw one of these little fuckers on the couch.
Yes.
So he took his lighter... And attempted to burn this little bed bug and immediately lit himself and his couch on fire. And then, from this fire, 4 units in the apartment building were destroyed from the fire and 2 were completely destroyed from water damage.
Well, to be completely honest, all of Detroit looks like a fucking war zone anyway. So yeah. Really,
if you don't know what that means, isopropyl alcohol is it with 90% alcohol? So
no, it's isopropyl is just the poison they put into alcohol. He probably used 70%, but still...
That's
it's
still 140 proof. Alcohol burns at 100 proof.
It's a lot. It burns fast.
That shit was flammable.
Yeah, it's very
like
flammable.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
The would-be exterminator is now recovering in a hospital with severe burns all over his body.
This is an exterminator? And
no.
Didn't know that shit worked?
No, the would-be exterminator.
Okay.
I'll bet you money his bed bug problem is solved.
No more bed bugs.
To be completely honest.
But the roaches are still
alive?
There because you can't kill those motherfuckers.
To be completely honest, you said...
No, he's alive.
Whoa.
He's recovering.
You said the would-be exterminator and would-bes are actually a thing. So I'm like,
Oh my gosh. Why are
to be honest,
so
I right when you said Detroit, I'm like, the two things that I know of come from Detroit are Faygo and Little Caesars. Just it's the state of low expectations. Or no expectations.
Yeah, my question is, after he had doused the couch and rubbing alcohol, why was he sitting on the couch?
I wouldn't.
Like, have you ever gotten rubbing alcohol on your hands? It dries your skin the fuck out because it evaporates
but
so
why
quick.
Is rubbing alcohol?
That has to be because apparently it kills the bed bugs.
First of all, that must have. First of all, he probably needed a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that was like premeditated. He's like, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cover myself in alcohol.
Here's another idea. Buy a new fucking bed and couch.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of the problem.
Have you dealt with bed bugs before?
No.
They are hardcore.
I'm privileged and white.
Like, no, we've dealt with it in the barracks where I live. They had a gnarly problem. And the problem is they'll get down on the carpet. And in order to get rid of bed bugs, you legitimately have to burn everything. You have to take your mattress and burn it. All of your clothes, you have to like wash it in super hot water. Pillows, everything like that needs to be burned. The carpet needs to be torn out and burned. And then you have to fumigate everything because
I know that was when you were
overseas.
Eggs.
No, that was here. That was in San Diego.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they had a gnarly problem with it because you cannot get rid of them.
Oh, I think I know why, because you were in the barracks and all.
Yeah, and I was super pissed because I was like, if they get fucking bed bugs, oh my god! Because they said they had fixed the problem, so they reopened the barracks and moved a bunch of people back into that building. And then like 3 days later, someone's like, I'm getting bed bug bites again. Because they didn't actually do, because the exterminator himself was like, I told them what they need to do, and they told me just spray poison, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yay, government.
Yeah. No, because I know someone had bed bugs, and they actually had to get it fumigated.
Which I'm pretty sure pretty hardcore.
Which I'm pretty sure you can't fumigate the barracks and leave how many Marines?
You can. There's always an empty building that they can rotate people through. But fumigation has to be done properly, and even that is still not enough.
Yeah.
Generally, that will not.
I want to say, if you're like soaking, if you don't want to get rid of all the linen and stuff, you have to literally submerge that shit for days because they can live underwater for a little bit.
You have to put it in something that will kill them.
Yeah.
It's like trying to get rid of mites in the snake cages. It's just, if there's one mite still alive somewhere in there, you're getting a whole new infestation.
It's like a flea infestation. My God, that thing sucked.
And that, you saw how that would be easy to get rid of comparatively. So bed bugs suck. So this guy fucking tried to kill himself to get rid of bed bugs. And then our other story. This one is just like, what did you do wrong in your life to deserve this? A woman in India was injured in her shoulder and neck by a football-sized chunk of frozen shit that fell out of the sky.
Was that fall out of a plane?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. When you flush a toilet on an airplane, it basically releases it out. Normally, it just kind of melts out and drips over people who don't realize it. Normal, safe, happy. But sometimes, very extraordinarily rarely, it builds up into a football-sized chunk of poo water, and then it freezes,
It
falls. And they said that the only reason this woman is alive is because it came through the roof of her house before it hit her.
It would have buried itself.
It would have destroyed her head.
So unlucky.
If someone would have said,
"Lottery, there's like win $1 billion lottery and then die from poop ice."
At some point at her funeral, someone would have said she finally got what she always wanted, and Woldor Sockbat would be like, a poop football for a head, because her head would be gone and she'd be Hey Arnold out of Helga's closet with the creepy poo sculpture.
You know, she's lucky because she literally has worse luck than Joe Dirt.
She's going to get a fat compensation check for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's India.
Huge. Oh, yeah. Because it was, no, it doesn't matter. Because it was found to be, they tested it, and it is from an airplane, she has rights to compensation for that.
And then the airplane mysteriously went missing.
It wasn't over Malaysia.
Yeah, Malaysia, India.
But seriously, what did she do wrong? Like, how many puppies did she kick on her way home from the store to deserve a football-sized chunk of poo?
Well, this is in India, so she probably ate a burger.
Oh, I was about to say that. Way to go.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, offensive. I like it.
You guys are horrible. I feel like that's not like bad karma coming back to hit her. It's like, okay, you just got hit by shit that's frozen.
So what you're saying
is cool because you're gonna get a fat settlement.
So basically, what you're saying
karma.
Is one of the polytheistic gods threw a football shit at her.
Basically, the many
is
gods.
Uncle Rico an Indian god?
I think Uncle Rico threw football sized chunks of ice.
How much you want to bet I could hit an Indian woman over the mountains?
That's horrible. It's horrible, Matthew. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
But it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Toasty Toaster actually followed us. Wow. Toasty Toaster actually followed us after we goatseed him.
That's true.
Wonderful.
Thank you for the follow. I was checking to see if we have emails, but we don't. On the topic of getting nailed by a huge chunk of frozen dookie. Let's go ahead and go through the emails. We don't have any emails. If you would like to listen to us read an email during this portion of the show, shoot us an email at geeklordradio@gmail.com. We will read it. We should probably start vetting some of these emails, but generally I don't. It's like, oh, hey, we have an email. Surprise. And then I just read it. I've read about a dude's sexual encounter with a sheep. Live emails we get. Well, if I know the person, I don't vet it. I just read it. I need to start vetting them. Anyway, shoot us an email.
Vet the emails we don't get.
Right. It's the easiest job. You can find us on social media, facebook.com/geeklordradio. Twitter and Instagram, our tag is @geeklordradio. Is that what it's called? No, your Twitter handle. Our handle is @geeklordradio. Tell your friends about the show. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, and geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed.
Are we still on Instagram?
Yeah, I don't even use Instagram. I use Twitter, everything.
It's okay. There, though.
It's there. We'll find someone who'll do it eventually. Yeah.
I'll do it eventually.
Music on the podcast is an audio podcast we usually put out. I usually have it out by Thursday night, Wednesday night, the night, tonight. We're recording. I don't know my days. Woo. But it's an audio cast, and our intro and outro music is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. He does some awesome music, video game themed. Any last words before I close out our 100th episode?
I think I know how we can get your Instagram banned. Just goatees and tub girls everywhere.
And poop ice.
And poop ice.
Let's see how that works out.
Let's see how this works out.
We either get a bunch of followers or we get banned. It's a win-win.
Post awful pictures for Stephanie to see at hashtag shit Steph River. Hasn't seen.
Shit Steph hasn't seen.
To River.
Yeah, to River. Just at River.
At River. Hashtag something horrible.
I like that. Just hashtag something horrible. Yeah, just send her garbage. And I know Colin Stone is like, he's already Googling.
Send her some shit Googling. Footballs.
Yeah, send us snacks. We've been holed up here for 100 episodes so far. Don't actually send pizza to our door.
No, you can send pizza.
Just make sure it's under $50, yeah. So we don't have to prove that we are you.
And make sure you put in the description when it orders that it's been paid and the person, it's a gift.
Yeah, because, make sure they know it's a gift.
Yeah.
Also, please don't do that without contacting me first, because it kind of freaks me out when pizza shows up. And no. I'm paranoid and I'm nuts. Like, legit, like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, send us snacks, not dildos.
He likes a tinfoil
hat. Hashtag snacks, not dildos.
If you want to send me gummy penises, I'll eat them.
He'll eat the gummy penises. Yeah. He'll eat the gummy dicks on the air. We'll have a special episode. Matt eats gummy dicks. I won't speak. Darren won't speak. Steph won't speak. We'll sit in the other room and we'll watch TV, and he will just sit in my chair with a microphone, staring directly at the camera, eating an entire bag of gummy dicks without saying a word.
And he'll eat the entire bag.
Yeah, the whole bag. If we get a bag of gummy dicks, that will be our special episode. We will publish, and I'll make an audio version. I will edit the audio version and publish
Tidwell's beautiful music.
And then publish.
I'll double fist those dicks.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
We'll time it. I can say whatever I want because nobody ever makes it this far on the show anyway.
No.
And if they do, they don't call us out on what happens.
No, if they do, they just showed up.
No, but like for serious, gummy dicks. I'll eat them fuckers.
Yeah, shoot us an email. Let us know you want to send us gummy dicks. I'll open up a PO box.
Hit the donate button.
I'll eat them gummy dicks like a redneck that needs
so we
snacks.
Could like pay for rats because I have a lot of snakes that need to be fed.
Or or pay for gummy dicks.
Or pay for gummy dicks.
We could pay for gummy
buy
dicks.
Buy lotto tickets.
Ooh. Yeah. Anyway, let's close this shit show. That should just about do it. From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is
Darren.
Stephanie.
Matt.
And I'm Dan. Wish you a fantastic week. Thank you for letting us pleasure you.
Send
Don't forget.
Snacks.
Send us snacks.
Don't forget to keep